Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.
So we're into week six. Hard to believe Sarah Doyle is back from the Better Life Project. And we're trying to give you tips on how to deal with COVID, with lockdowns, and really to try and stay positive throughout this time. Sarah, how are you?
I'm very good, Trina. How are you?
So what tips do you have for us this week?
So for week six, it's all about random acts of kindness. Now, this is something that we see a lot. It trends on Facebook and social media every now and again, but it's about following through this time. A random act of kindness is just about doing something kind for a stranger or even someone that you know, and it does not matter how small. It could be leaving your change in a dish so that the next person can use it just in case they're short. It could be buying a coffee for the person behind you. Or I've heard of incredible stories of people paying for other people in the petrol station. No matter how big or small, commit to one act of kindness every single day.
I would be so thrilled if that happened to me. If I was to go into a coffee shop and discover that the person before had paid. Like, I'd be talking about it for weeks on end.
I'd be crying about it for weeks on end. It would be the best thing ever. And just knowing that you could make that sort of difference to other people, not knowing where they are in their life or what's going on behind closed doors. I also love that idea. I love thinking that I might be able to lift someone's spirit and make someone's day like that.
Yeah. And even if it's a case, there's a lot of people listening who might not be working at the moment. Money could be tight. It could be something as simple as when you're in the supermarket, letting somebody behind you skip the queue, that kind of thing.
And that's it. And I think that's a really good point. Random acts of kindness isn't just about buying something to someone. It's not just about money. It is about letting someone skip you in the queue, letting a car out in front of you, giving up your car parking space. It could be offering to help a colleague out who looks like they're a little overwhelmed completing a project or a task. There are so many ways that we can support the people around us and we don't need to spend a penny.
Yeah, actually, that is a lovely one, Sarah. You know, when your colleagues are a little bit overrun, overworked, and they need a hand, just to say, hey, I can give you a dig out on that. That's a brilliant one. Something that somebody's done for me before, actually, in a car park, they were leaving their car spot before their ticket had expired. And they said, do you want this ticket? Yeah. There's an hour left on it. Those little things, passing it forward.
Yeah, I love when people do that because I can be a wee devil. If I'm only going somewhere for 15 or 20 minutes, I can get really lazy and not get a ticket. And they're usually the times when I get a ticket.
I know, the stress.
So it's really, really nice. I know. So those sort of things, it's just so nice to not only be on the receiving end of that, but to also know that you can share in a little bit of kindness and joy. I think it's incredible. It's such a wonderful way to boost your own mood, to feel better about whatever is going on in your day as well.
Yeah. So if you're out cutting the grass today, do the neighbours as well. Don't do that line in the middle.
That is a brilliant idea.
Thanks, Sarah. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.